96.3 WHUR and HUR Voices, Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. Your questions or comments, toll free at 855-288-4876. Now, Insight.
Welcome back to the Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. I'm Harold Fisher.
On this broadcast last week, in an effort to honor and thank a veteran who protected me and so many others after a ground fire incident in the desert during the Iraq War invasion, I made a mistake in recalling the events of 12 years ago. It did not take long to hear from some brave men and women in the air crews who were also in that desert. I want to apologize. I said I was traveling in an aircraft that was hit by RPG fire. I was instead in a following aircraft.
That's the apology from NBC Nightly News anchor Brian Williams. He, in a broadcast last week, presented that apology before taking himself off the air. Now, Williams backtracked on an often repeated story about him dodging danger while covering the Iraqi invasion of 2003. Now, he came clean in a story published in the military newspaper Stars and Stripes, saying he misremembered the details of the story and apologized for repeating it. In an age of ratings pressure, pressure to be first, and an increasingly skeptical public, this incident forces many to look at journalism askance. Well, why did this happen? What does it mean for journalism? Well, we're talking about it tonight with Washington Times columnist Deborah Simmons, WHUR News reporters Bramante Bryant and Troy Johnson, as well as you. Lines are open. Give us a call at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876, 855-288-4876. Thanks for coming in. Okay, so let's just get this question out of the way. How many of you sitting at this table have misremembered something that you were reporting on? Ladies first. Deborah.
Ladies first. Put me on the spot.
Look, I got to put you on the spot.
There are times when we all have to backtrack. There are times when you're writing a column, you're reporting a story, you're on the radio and a microphone, and you say something, and then you realize afterward, oops, I should have said brown instead of blue. I should have said 1998 instead of 1999. Sometimes you can immediately go back and retract what you say or re-remember what you were supposed to say regarding the facts. This is a whole different situation with this Brian Williams story. For years, he's been telling this story over and over and over again in various formats. Mm-hmm. So to say for him to say he misremembered is a bit of a tattletale in and of itself. And you know what gets me? There are a whole lot of young students in this very building that we're in and on this campus that we're in at Howard University who should be looking at the Brian Williams case and all of the other cases, whether it's Stephen Glass, whether it's Jason Blair, whether it's Janet Cook, and look at it and say, this is what I am not going to do, because this, in this internet interconnected world we got, they're going to be found out in a heartbeat.
Mm-hmm. Troy.
I would say no, but I may be misremembering.
But
she's absolutely right. You go to the attribution. You correct the mistake that you made. The one thing that you have control on is your mouth and your brain.
Mm-hmm.
And when you make a mistake in life, whether it's, and we're talking about journalism now, you correct the situation. One thing that he got right was he made a mistake. He's right about that.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right.
And it's obviously turned into a much larger situation.
Without a doubt, Bramante.
Well, yeah. I think it's the worst thing. And when it happens, we all, you know, when you catch yourself, you said, oh, no, how do I fix this? And again, as Deborah said, you do it as quickly as possible. I think with this one, in the context in which it happened, mm-hmm. and the subject matter, I think, also plays a role. You're talking about war, you're talking about combat, you're talking about folks putting their lives in danger. And so when you misrepresent a story like that, versus whether or not you said this Krispy Kreme closed on such and such avenue and you kept saying that story, and because for some reason you wanted to hype that up, folks may laugh at that. This isn't a laughing kind of a story because, one, the position he's in, and two, I think the subject matter does make it different, even though we should say, you know, whether you misrepresent yourself, no matter what the story is, if it's Krispy Kreme or if it's the Iraqi war, it shouldn't matter. Mm-hmm. But I do think the context in which it's we're talking about the subject matter does make a difference.
Yeah, and I can say, you know, from my television experience as well as experiences here, yes, there have been times when, you know, I may have said something that was inaccurate, and you're all right. You go back and you correct it. That's what happens, whether it's in print, whether it's in broadcast, it doesn't matter. You issue a correction or a clarification. But I think that I will say that there have been times when people have asked me specifically about my news experiences, and sometimes it's given me pause because I have to say, you know, I honestly don't remember everything that happened because it was so long ago, but I don't make it up.
Right.
And that's the thing.
Right.
You know, you just don't make it up. And I think, you know, just this weekend I was at an event and there were some people who were asking me about my experiences. Yeah, I talked about Hurricane Katrina and I talked about Midwest floods and I talked about some other, not Hurricane Katrina. See, there you go. There's a mistake. Hurricane Andrew, Midwest floods. And then someone said, well, what about Hurricane Katrina? And I said, I wasn't there. And he said, well, you've done all this other stuff.
Well, see, here's the other thing. NBC is investigating, and the stories I've read mention two specific types of stories.
Right.
Mm-hmm. One was the Iraq War.
Yep.
The other was Hurricane Katrina. And I thought, my God, how could you make up something about Katrina with all the devastation and destruction that was going on? You didn't need to make up any kind of tale.
Mm-hmm.
You didn't have to pretend you interviewed anybody because everybody within earshot, rain shot, flood shot of Katrina was asking for help. Anybody and everybody. Even the Coast Guard, you know, was the first time I really paid attention to what the Coast Guard does. And I'm sitting there in the newsroom crying, saying, thank God for the Coast Guard rescuing all those people. So to know that even they're going back even further with Brian Williams speaks more to his credibility than we perhaps think.
But why do you suspect that he would do this? I say ego. Am I off base here?
Well, let's remember, too, I think when he did this, I don't know if he was the anchor yet. Was Brokaw still the anchor?
Probably so, because remember, we've seen promos up until the past 2 weeks. 10 years, he's been there, he'll be there. That was 10 years. So in 2003, Tom Brokaw was the anchor.
Right. So you're right there in that area. He was already being talked about. There was talk that he was being groomed to take Tom Brokaw's spot. And also remember, too, that sort of a romantic sort of version, right, of the reporter in the war zone, you know, taking battle. Who was the guy on CBS?
Dan Rather.
Dan Rather. Going further back.
Walter Cronkite.
Right. Edward R. Murrow.
War correspondent in the trenches.
That's right.
Yeah.
And so some of this is, I think, you know, that celebrity journalism type of thing that we have going on. Now, it's not new, right? This has happened before. And so I think, too, what's important is that when you make a mistake, the public is willing to forgive you. I mean, I think we all know that they just want you to say, oops, I messed up. And I think going back to what Deborah said initially, I think what has him in trouble and what has NBC tied up is that he told this story over and over and over again, and then to have the hubris to say it in Madison Square Garden, right, at a hockey game, with the military folks
with
there.
With a person who was at that scene.
Yeah. So, and that's the other thing, and he mentioned this in his apology. He made himself the story.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The story was not about Brian Williams. The story was about our servicemen and women who were over there getting maimed, murdered, and a little bit of everything else in the name of America.
Yeah, exactly.
Against the bad guy. And he made himself the story.
Need to take a break. We're going to go to the phone lines. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Outside of the D.C. calling area. 855-288-4876. 855-288-4876. We'll be back in just a moment. Welcome back to the Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. We're talking about the Brian Williams journalism controversy and what it means for journalism, truth, and credibility. My guests are Washington Times columnist Deborah Simmons, WHUR news reporters Bramante Bryant and Troy Johnson. Lines are open at 202-319-7810. That's 202-319-7810. Outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876, 855-288-4876. Let's go to, I believe that's G, calling from Silver Spring. What's on your mind?
Hello. Thank you for taking my call. I'll be very quick.
Sure.
I am a veteran of the United States Air Force. I'm retired. I had several things that I'll go through very quickly. First, there is a federal law regarding stolen valor that makes it a crime for people to imitate people in military or to wear ribbons that they have not earned. I believe that this is that same type of situation where the individual, Brian Williams, did not misspeak. He deliberately lied. If you do it once, it's a misspeak to me. If you do it more than once, it's a deliberate lie. And I find it very hard to believe, having been in several situations, that you can misremember being shot at. I also think that he did a very serious disservice to the credibility of his profession by continuing this lie, and I hope that because other people who are in public professions who provide commentaries have been fired for much less, I do believe that it would be the responsible thing, especially in light of all of his other work being questioned, that the news agency, that the network actually does the responsible thing and takes off of the air permanently. And I did finally want to say thank you for bringing up this issue, and that I believe that the journalists that you have there on the radio now are making all of the correct arguments and things that I've been discussing with my friends, and that there is a difference in the journalists that you have there are making the distinction between a reporter and a journalist, and I do call them journalists with respect. So okay. Thank you very much, and I'll stand by for your input.
Well, thank you so much. I appreciate that. Let me grab Karen. Karen calling from Alexandria, Virginia. What's on your mind, Karen?
Hi. I am also a veteran, and while I definitely would like to put the blame on Brian Williams for what he's done, I think we need to look at the media. Remember the platform as a whole, because I can pick up the Washington Post, I can pick up the Washington Times, I can listen to your radio station as well as CNN and Fox, and I hear the embellishment all the time. So let's not just, you know, go on Brian Williams and just end it at there, but I think all of your panel and all of us has a responsibility to make sure that when we're embellishing these stories, the impact it's going to have on not just us who were in the military or active duty members, but society as a whole. Thank you very much.
Well, thank you so much. I appreciate your comment. I won't harumph about that. but I will say, and I want to take this on the other side, because this is the big issue. This, as she just said, is not about Brian Williams. This is about the profession. What does it say about the job that we try to do? What does it say about the communities that we write about, that we report on, when they come to us for information, for credibility, for truth? That's where we're going with this conversation. So if you're on the phone, stay with us. The Daily Drum will continue on Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. Jeff Brown is next with the original Quiet Storm on 96.3 WHUR. Kevin, Ron, TC, Corey, don't hang up. We'll talk to you next. Stay with us.